T. Buckley Trio, a group that's performed at the Canmore Folk Fest before on the side stages and the festival pub, and graduated to the main stage this year, which is pretty awesome. You know, I've got to say, Sue Panning, artistic director, joining me once again. The Folk Fest volunteer gig, I think, is one of the best volunteer gigs in town for a few reasons. They stay hydrated and fed throughout the day. It's a great atmosphere, but I think the real highlight is the exclusive volunteer after party, where you get to see these bands up close and personal, just sort of jamming out all night long for you, which that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. Yeah, we've had some really fun sessions with people. You know, we have a band that comes and plays for the first hour, and then people just get up and play the instruments and do some fantastic jamming. Last year was really fun.
And it's like up close and personal, and it's only for the volunteers and the people involved in the festival. So it feels like your own exclusive little party with these
that's
bands.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Are you still looking for volunteers?
Yeah, we are. You can go online. There's a volunteer form that you can fill out. I think particularly in our environment area, we are a towards zero waste event. I think we've diverted 94% of garbage from going to the landfill.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, the Folk Fest has kind of been the model of towards zero waste events here in the Bow Valley.
Yeah, I think we led the way there, and other organizations are following suit. So we're really proud of that. Norm Neal was pretty instrumental in that, and we tape up all the garbage cans and have these resource recovery stations. It's a really good way to educate people to notice how much of the packaging is waste. We have some rules for our vendors so they can only have biodegradable plates and cutlery and whatnot, and it's great. I mean, 94%, that's pretty amazing.
No kidding.
I think there's still some volunteer needs there, and I think on our site setup and our takedown crew always needs people. So just go on the website and there's the pop-down menu. But it's such a huge undertaking, we really couldn't do it without the volunteers. We have a dedicated team of coordinators and assistant coordinators who come to meetings year-round and do so much planning and logistics. There's over 500 volunteers that come out for the weekend. Lots of people from Canmore, and lots of people come from other areas too. We really could not do it without them. So I think years ago we figured out how much it would cost the audience member to buy a ticket if we had to pay for every single volunteer, and it was outrageous. I mean, nobody could afford it.
Wow,
so
wow.
We really, really value our volunteers.
You know, from what I've heard, just from the people who volunteer year after year, I mean, they come back because they love doing it so much. It's such a cool atmosphere. You get to listen to cool music while you're doing your shift, and then you get all those little fun little perks too.
Yeah, so. And for some people, it's a reunion. It's the only time they see each other. So, you know, they've become friends over the years helping out. So it's really cool.
CanmoreFolkFestival.com is all the details on volunteering. We're going to take a quick break and play another song. I want to maybe do the Sunday evening headliner, the Hang Guy. What can you tell us about these guys?
Yeah, they're very interesting. I spoke about them a little bit earlier. So they're from Mongolia and China. They do this throat singing where they can sing two notes at the same time, an octave apart. So it's a really unique technique. And makes for some interesting music.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and they have these instruments that they bring that are traditional folk instruments from Mongolia, and then they team them up with electric instruments as well. So they'll be a really fun group to watch.
No
so
kidding.
You'll hear what you're gonna get.
Yeah, we'll get to Hang Guy here in just a couple minutes.